This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 15th. God's word for you today is by praise. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 98, verse 4 to 5, which says, "Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song." Yesterday, we shared the story of Horatio Spafford, who, when confronted with the pain of losing his four daughters, did not point his finger at God angrily. He did not question God's faithfulness, saying, "All he could do was pen down a song that is still blessing us hundreds of years after. It is well with my soul." God is saying to you, it is well, and you must stand confidently, knowing that it is indeed well with your soul. The truth is, it is actually well with your soul. It is well. How we respond in times of pain is something we should pay close attention to. No one enjoys pain. I do not. But how we respond in the time of trouble, at that midnight hour, if you will, is something we all should pay attention to, because it will determine the next course of our lives. Acts 16 verse 26 says, "Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundation of the prison was shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chain came loose. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone going through a bondage situation, a prison situation, suddenly there will be a violent earthquake and you will be set free." What happened that night at the prison was not just an ordinary earthquake. Earthquakes are terrifying by themselves, but the Bible describes this earthquake as violent. Whoa! In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, at once every prison door fly open, and because of the point of praise, everyone's chain came loose. I pray in this season, every chain, seen and unseen, known and unknown, will come loose in the name of Jesus. Say amen. So, we see that for Paul and Silas, their day was triggered by their praise. Your day will be triggered by your praise, and this is so exciting. Take time out to praise God this week. Just praise. Paul and Silas knew something a lot of us should know, that when you are at the point when you need God, it is God you should go to. Most times, we are at the point when we need God most, but we go to something else or to someone else. When you need God most, you should go to God. Is your business in trouble? Is your family in trouble? Is your health in trouble? Are your finances in trouble? Is your walk with God in trouble? What and when do you need God the most? Go to God. Hebrews 4 verse 15 to 16 says, "This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." We need God. Most times, when things are going well for us, we believe our very big God is by our side. However, the truth is that even when things are not going well for you, you still have a very big God. And guess where he is? By your side. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I sing praises to your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.